This week's programme focus turns to our BSc Honours Construction Management programme, which is led by Dr. Afolabi Dania. Hi, Afolabi.
Hi, Andrew.
How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm well too, thank you. So this will be the third time that we've done a podcast together in the last few weeks. That is because you are our programme leader for our MSc in Construction Management and our Construction Site Management degree apprenticeship, but also you lead the BSc as well. So how are you finding that?
I'm finding it quite interesting. It is a very interesting challenge, and I'm happy to be responsible for these programs, which are useful to developing aspiring construction managers for an industry.
So yeah, if it's construction management and you're studying with us, Afolabi will be having quite a large say in what you're looking at. So moving on to the BSc, I thought it would be interesting to hear about your own experience of studying on a BSc Honours programme. So you studied a BSc Honours in building. What inspired you to study on that programme?
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. As a young child, kind of growing up in Nigeria, which is a country with massive infrastructure and building needs, there had always been a high demand for built environment professionals who are required to design, construct and maintain them. The country at the time, and this was around the time I was studying, was also working on building its brand new capital, Abuja, which is a city that was designed and constructed from scratch, and at the time was dubbed Africa's largest construction site. So images from this always fascinated me, and in addition, I was always surrounded by many construction professionals, including builders, architects, and civil engineers. So I got my inspiration from them and from all the projects that were going on around me, and this motivated me to study a degree at study building at degree level.
And how did you find studying that program?
Well, I would say that studying BSc building was very exciting and eye-opening. So to start with, it enabled me to understand the nature, environment and characteristics of the construction industry in general, the constituent parts of the building materials, construction techniques, associated technologies, and the suite of management skills required to bring all these together. Oftentimes, it was quite challenging, especially with the more abstract concepts that I had to deal with on the program. However, I was given invaluable advice by one of my tutors, and he said, the built environment is all around you. If you observe closely, you will see most of the concepts and technologies you're learning being put into practice. That way you can conceptualize how they have been designed and constructed. This is advice that I've always held quite close to myself, and I've often shared this with students in my program. So studying on that program, not only was I able to develop some of the core competencies, I also learned some lifelong lessons and made wonderful friends, many of whom I'm still in contact with today.
And how would you compare that program with the BSc which you run at UCEM?
Okay, so the program I studied is very similar to the BSc I run at UCEM, except for the fact that a lot of new ideas and concepts have now been applied in construction. However, the main difference was that my degree was conducted through face-to-face teaching, while this particular program is delivered as a fully supported online program. At UCM, we've incorporated many features into our program design, which ensures that the learning journey is quite rich and that students emerge with the right skills suitable for a modern-day construction manager. These features include a well-stocked online library, which can be accessed at any time, discussion forums, which enable you to engage and network with fellow students who are geographically dispersed. And this has an added advantage because you'd have people coming onto the program from diverse backgrounds and diverse experiences, and they're able to lend their experiences to the conversations going on. And then you also have multiple channels of support which are available to you from academic tutors, admin staff, and then the well-being and disabilities team. Both programs also meet the core competencies stipulated by professional and statutory regulatory bodies such as the Chartered Institute of Building and the Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors, which are procurement and tendering, construction technology, project planning and scheduling, measurement and estimating, and site management, to mention a few. Others that I can think of would be building regulations, human resource management, building structures, services, and maintenance management. So those are the core competencies that you, both programs shared. However, you know, some of the new ideas that have developed over that time with regards to changes in our thinking around considerations for sustainable construction, the introduction of building information modeling and other digital technology-driven innovations, ethics, updates to regulations, building regulations, material technologies, and more collaborative means of procurement. So we've added some of these into our program. We also consider commercial management, which has gained some prominence in the last decade. So at UCM, we're constantly ensuring that our programs are continually reviewed for currency and updated to reflect contemporary industry standards or requirements.
Okay, and one thing which won't be different between the two programs is completing a degree program. So how did that feel like when you completed your BSc Honours in Building?
Oh yes, I can agree with that. It was indeed a wonderful feeling, and I remember, you know, the sheer joy and pride I felt at the time, especially as I knew I now possessed the skills with which I could go into the world and make a difference. I also remember the pride my parents and friends felt at the occasion of my graduation, which, by the way, I can tell you was marked with lots of pictures and a celebratory meal.
And what was it that you ate that night? Do you remember that? Or was it mainly the beer you remember?
It's quite a long time ago. I can't remember, but I just know that I was really stuffed at the end of the day. So were my friends. So it was a very joyous moment.
Yeah, good. So hearts and bellies full at the end of the degree. And why should prospective students study on our BSc Honours Construction Management programme?
So I would say that prospective students who are interested in a career in the built environment should consider our BSc Construction Management programme, as it provides the benefits of studying a widely recognised, accredited and industry-relevant qualification. Importantly, you can study this program while being in full-time employment. And the flexibility of the program is also a massive plus, as you can decide the pace of your studies. You can approach this either by taking the standard 2 modules a semester, or you could slow down to 1 module or actually study 3 modules in a semester. And sometimes if life happens, you can actually take a gap from your studies and come back at a more comfortable time. You would also benefit from the immense support we provide to our students through our tutor, learning and teaching health and well-being teams. Upon completion of your studies, you'll also be able to progress to professional membership of our accrediting institutions like the CIOB, the RICS, and the Chartered Association of Building Engineers.
Fantastic. And as you say there, with the flexibility that you can study this programme either part-time or full-time as well.
That's correct.
If that sounds like something you would be interested in, then do head to our website. We can find out more about AFOLABI's programme, ucem.ac.uk. Select Study with UCEM on the left-hand side menu and choose Undergraduate to find our BSc Honours Construction Management section. So thanks for your time, AFOLABI.
Thank you, Andrew.
And thanks for listening.